The Homer City Council is contemplating a ban on thin, single-use plastic bags. The move would follow other communities that have passed similar ordinances. But this isn't the first time Homer has dabbled with the issue, and it's setting up yet another contentious debate over the role of city government there. KBBI's Aaron Bolton has more.
The bag ban that was introduced Monday is largely the same ordinance city council members passed back in 2012. The ban would prohibit retailers from providing plastic bags thinner than 2.25 mils, which supporters argue would incentivize store owners to either eliminate plastic bags entirely or provide thicker bags that can be reused. However, the ordinance does provide retailers with a list of exceptions, such as bags for frozen foods or fresh produce. The original ban stayed on the books for less than a year, and a citizens' initiative later repealed the ordinance. Former Homer resident Justin Arnold led that charge and reminded current council members, all of which are serving their first terms, that voters spoke on the issue back in 2013.
I'm hoping it doesn't go farther than tonight. I don't really want to spend the time to do another repeal. I moved out of the city, I'm living in Anchor Point now, but I still own property in town and can move right back in to do it.
The initiative he led argued that protecting the environment is not the city council's role, an argument Homer residents are familiar with. Similar disagreements about the purpose of the council led to a contentious attempt to recall three city council members in 2017 and a clash over a mayoral proclamation declaring June Pride Month earlier this year. Some council members agreed that voters had already settled the issue. Here's Councilmember Tom Strusis.
The citizens overturned the plastic bag ban by a substantial margin, a huge margin, 56 to 44%. Many people would deem that as a mandate.
Councilmember Carolyn Venuti sponsored the ordinance, and she acknowledges the results of the 2013 referendum. Venuti is largely concerned about a growing amount of research on microplastics working their way into seafood. She argued that waiting another year to let voters weigh in would amount to waiting on the sidelines as other communities take action.
But I'm doing this because I think the timing is right now, and I think we've been educated enough and we've seen enough damage.
The council did introduce the ordinance in a 4-2 vote, and it also voted to hold two public hearings on the ordinance, the first of which will be on October 8th. The council is also set to hold the second hearing and vote on the measure at its meeting on October 22nd. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.